grab one of them. They'll figure out which one it is.
கர்த்தருடைய பரிசுத்த நாமத்திற்கு ஸ்தோத்திரம் உண்டாகட்டும்.
Glory to Jesus.
கர்த்தர் அந்த காலையில் ஆண்டவர் ஆராதிக்க கர்த்தருக்கு கிருபை செய்ததுக்காக கர்த்தருக்கு நன்றி செலுத்துகிறோம்.
This morning God given opportunity to worship with you.
உங்களை எல்லாரும் பார்த்துங்க, எனக்கு ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம்.
I am very glad to see every one of you.
அதில் சின்ன பசங்க பார்த்தது ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா இருக்கு.
Especially I saw the little ones, I am very happy about them.
இங்கே எல்லாரோடைய குழந்தைங்க ரொம்ப அழகா இருக்குது, எனக்கு ரொம்ப பார்க்கறதுக்கு ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா இருக்குது.
Because I love the children, they are very beautiful children are there here in America.
கர்த்தர் எங்களை இந்த இடத்துல கொண்டு வந்ததுக்கான அதிகமாக நன்றி செலுத்திக் கொள்கிறோம்.
God brought us here, so I am thankful to Jesus.
ஆனால் இந்த நாட்டுக்கு வரணும்னா ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம், ஆனால் பிரயாணத்தை நினச்சா ரொம்ப பயமாக இருக்குது.
I like to come to America, but the traveling is very hard.
ஏன்னா ரொம்ப தூரமாக இருக்கிறதுனால சரீரத்துக்கு சில பலவீனங்கள் ஏற்பட்டது.
Because it's far away from my native land, even though I would like to come here.
ஆகவே கர்த்தர் என்னை இந்த நாளில் சுகத்தோடு வச்சதுக்காக கர்த்தருக்கு நன்றி செலுத்திக் கொள்கிறோம்.
I'm thanking God, he is keeping me with good health.
ஆனால் ஃபஸ்ட்டு இந்த சர்ச்சில் வந்து கர்த்தருடைய நாமத்தை மையப்படுத்த ஆண்டு உதவி செய்ததுக்காக கர்த்தருக்கு நன்றி செலுத்துகிறோம்.
First of all, I want to glorify God's name in this church, so I am giving all the glory to God.
பாஸ்டர் உங்கள் ஃபேமிலிக்கு நாங்கள் நன்றி சொல்கிறோம்.
We are very much thankful to our beloved pastor family.
அப்படியே ஸ்கூல் அம்மா அவங்களுக்காக நன்றி சொல்கிறோம்.
We are very much thankful to Sister Kathleen.
அப்படியே கர்லின் அம்மா அவங்களுக்கு நன்றி சொல்கிறோம்.
We are very much thankful to our beloved Mrs. Hines.
அப்படியே சர்ச்சில் இருக்கிற ஒவ்வொரு மெம்பருக்காக நாங்கள் நன்றி செலுத்துகிறோம்.
I am very thankful to each one of the church members here.
எங்களுடைய இந்தியா மினிஸ்ட்ரிக்காக நீங்கள் ஜெபம் பண்ணிக்கும்படி நாங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொள்கிறோம்.
ப்ரே ஃபார் அவர் இந்தியா மினிஸ்ட்ரி, ஐ ரெக்வெஸ்ட் யூ.
எங்களை கர்த்தர் அந்த இடத்துல பயன்படுத்தும்படி, எங்கள் பிள்ளைகளை எங்களையும் கர்த்தர் பயன்படுத்தும்படி, இந்தியாவில் இருக்கிற ஊழியத்துக்காக நீங்கள் ஜெபம் பண்ணும்படி நாங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொள்கிறோம்.
காட் மஸ்ட் யூஸ் அஸ் இன் த இந்தியா மினிஸ்ட்ரி, ப்ளீஸ் யூ ப்ரே ஃபார் அஸ் ஃபார் த இந்தியா மினிஸ்ட்ரி.
உங்களுக்காகவும் நாங்கள் ஜெபம் பண்ணுவோம்.
ஆல்சோ வி ஆர் ஆல் த டைம் வி ஆர் ப்ரேயிங் ஃபார் யுவர் ஃபேமிலிஸ் அண்ட் யுவர் மினிஸ்ட்ரிஸ்.
உங்கள் ஃபேமிலி எல்லோரும் நாங்கள் நேசிக்கிறோம்.
We love your families.
நாங்க கர்த்தருக்கு நன்றி சொல்றோம்.
We are giving thanks to Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will say hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. 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 See, this is the way we are going to worship in heaven, saying always hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I like that word. Praise be to God. I want to say many thanks to pastor and his wife and children and every one of the church members. I'm very much great thankful to every one of you. Especially I want to come over to America the first time here in Milwaukee. I request Sister Kathleen, can you able to invite me? I told, but she sent only one piece of card, postal card. And in that is a few letters he wrote, few words. Yes, I came in Milwaukee very newly. I don't know any pastors, but you are most welcome to America. God will take care of you. She wrote a word of small card. And I received that. I took that card to the postal card. I took the card to the embassy of America. Just small card. And when I saw that card to the embassy, and they gave the visa for me, just simply card, And when I came here, Sister Kathleen was took care of me very much. She's helping this ministry from 1985 onwards. She's supporting our ministry in India from 1995 onwards. 1985 onwards, she's supporting this my ministry in India. She's always concerned about us. So we want to say many thanks. Also, Mrs. Hines, they are also very good supporters for our India ministry. I want to say many thanks to them. Especially Pastor Harry is always an encouraging person. He's encouraging me in the ministry. I want to say thanks to his family. Whenever I come to America, I stayed with them. God helped us very much. Nowadays, I'm staying with Mrs. Hines' family. I'm giving glory to God. This morning, we are going to read the Word of God from the Bible. If somebody can help me. The First King, 10th chapter, 13th verse. First King, 10th chapter, verse 13. Somebody must read for me, please, if you don't mind. 13. Yes. Another, somebody can read here the same word. First King, 10th chapter, 13th verse. Yes, please. If anybody want to read, please you can read. I request you to read. Do not be fear. Okay. You can read it again, brother. Please. Praise the Lord. Yes, brother. Thank you, brother. Regarding the queen, it is written in the Bible. She came to see the King Solomon, and she went to Solomon, and she saw the Solomon. She was talking to him. And after everything over, some few days she was there, the Bible says. She was there, she saw everything in that palace. Then finally she wanted to go back to her home. That time, she have some desire. See, even sometime we are going someplace. Last 3 years ago, I came to Sister Kathleen's house. I was staying there. I saw there was one clock was there, clock, wall clock. Each hour there, the birds' noise or sound will be there. 10 o'clock, some birds' sound will come through that clock. And 11 o'clock, some birds' sound will come. I like that very much. So sweet voice, the birds' voice. So I told Sister Kathleen, I want to have like this clock. Because let it sound at my home also in India. That is called desire. If I could have one, then that will be good. When the Sheba, the queen came to the Solomon, and she saw the many things in that palace, she was very happy. And also Solomon, King Solomon, He gave some gift to that queen. He gave. And again, she is not happy about that. She is not satisfied about that. She has some desire. If I could have this, king, that will be good. If I could have this, that will be good. Whatever her desire, she told King Solomon. And Solomon freely he gave to her. Whatever she asked with desire, her desire, he gave to her. And she took away everything along with her to his own nation. He went back, the Bible says. See, the Bible says, King Solomon is the greatest king in the world. No one is not like a great king, very rich king. He is the best king in those days. No one is not become like that king nowadays. So, the Bible says, greater than the Solomon king, Jesus is the greatest king, king of king. But whatever we want to ask is in his name, you must have some desire. Lord, I want one house. Lord, I want something from you. Whatever your desire, you can ask our beloved king, the true king, Jesus Christ, name. If you ask anything, it will be given unto you. So the only thing is, we must have desire, but at the same time, we must tell to him, talk to him, Jesus, I need this. Jesus, I want this. If you ask him, definitely he will give you. He is not like a Solomon. He is more than greater than Solomon. So such a king we have. So many people, they have a desire, but they are not asking to God. God is greater than Solomon. He is a great God. We are worshipping great God. So in this word, 13th verse, we have a desire, but we are not asking God. Asking God is making prayer, doing prayer. Lord, I want this. Lord, I want that. Without any desire, he won't give us. So you must ask God, this is my desire, I want. If you ask according to your desire, Jesus will provide everything. Say, I want to say something to you. And in my native place, in Bangalore, we are having worship service in the very big main road is there. Next to the main road, my church is there. So, in that area, that location, they built very big, huge stadium. Very big, huge stadium. The government built it there, indoor stadium. Then when I saw that every time, Lord, my desire, I could have a meeting in that indoor stadium to bring thousands of people there inside. I will be very happy. That is my desire. I started to pray. Then I know about that. They are not giving to any religious purpose that building. They won't permit any religious inside. So there is a strict rule, government rule. They won't give to Christianity to conduct any meeting in that inside. But my desire, I want to conduct the meeting in that very huge stadium inside. So I'm always sharing my desire to Jesus. Jesus, I want to have the meeting in this big stadium. That is the Hindu location. All of them Hindu peoples are there. Also, they are very rich people. They don't care about Jesus. They don't care about any meetings inside in the building. They don't like it. They are such against people, Christianity people, Hindu people. Even though I keep praying, Lord, my desire, I want to conduct the meeting in this big hall, community, that indoor stadium. So I was praying, and I asked some people there in the officers, hey, can you able to give us permission to conduct the meeting inside the stadium? I asked them. They said, no, we won't give you because it is not for Christianity. We can't give you, they told. But my desire was there. I want to conduct the meeting there. That is my desire. So, Lord, if I ask you in your name, the John 14 chapter, 13 and 14th verse, it says, If you ask in my name, I will give you. So therefore, whatever our need, whatever our desire, you can ask. The queen is not hesitated to ask Solomon. She was asking, I want this, I want that. He gave everything. Thank God. So our God is greater than Solomon. So whatever we are asking, our desire, through our desire, God will provide. So I was keep praying. And in my Bangalore city pastors, they told, Pastor, they are not going to give you that place. We tried several times, they are not giving. And they suppose we need to pay money, even though they are not willing to give. But I put my desire unto Jesus' feet. Jesus, you must do that. You must give the permission. Please, please, I beg every time in my prayer. And one day I went there. Again, I want to see them, the building manager. I told, sir, I'm going to have a meeting here. Can you provide this place? Already I told God, God, my desire to have the meeting in that place. And that man told, no, we are not giving anybody. We can't give you, they told. Then again I pray. Then again next day I went. He told, we are not able to give you. We won't give you. Why you are coming here again and again? But I went and pray in the prayer room. I pray, Lord, I need to conduct the meeting. So I want to share the gospel all over the people, more than thousands of people. Please help me. That is my desire. So God is able to fulfill. The next day again I went there and he told, you give me a letter for getting permission for this, asking permission. You give me the letter, he told. Then I typed it and I gave a letter. And it went to the superior officer. And they granted me by God's grace. Many years they never give anybody. But they granted me, you can conduct the meeting, they told. But in the letter they mentioned, you have to pay every meeting, every day, night. That is nearly $4,000 for a day. For a day, just 3 hours. $4,000 for a day, they told, they given permission. You must pay $4,000. Then only we will give you the stadium, they told. I want to conduct the meeting 4 days. So I need a permission. They gave the permission, but each day I have to pay $4,000. That's a big money. Praise God. So $16,000 we need to pay that building. But I pray, I look unto God. Lord, fulfill my desire. If you have any desire, you need not to think shame to ask God. No, whatever your desire, you can ask. So I was keep praying. Then they said, when you are going to pay that $4,000, first of all, you have to pay. Or otherwise, you can pay $2,000, first of all, the advance. Before the meeting starts, you must pay that before 1 week. So by God's grace, I pray, Lord, you are able to fulfill all our desires. In Jesus' name, I pray, provide the money. And my wife said, why do you want to take so big place without money? How come it is possible? Where can we go ask the money? See, all our desires is fulfilled through Jesus. So I'm praying. One day early morning, I was praying more. In the morning time, 7 o'clock, one of the man came, that area man came. He is attending our church. And he came and he told, Pastor, I want to build a house. So you must pray for our house. But one thing we feel, I'm having some money to build the house. But in that money, I'm giving to you for the meeting. He gave $3,000 in my hand. I canceled my program to build the house. I build afterwards. Please have this money for the meeting. Oh, he gave $3,000 in my hand. I took that dollar money and I took the bank check. I hand over the stadium officer's hand. But that is beginning. Totally we need $46,000 to conduct the meeting. It is not easy. We paid $3,000. Rest of the money, where is it? It is in God's hand. God is able to fulfill all our desires. This morning, beloved brother and sister, you may have some desires, but don't feel shame to ask God. Whatever you ask, it will be given unto you. There is no doubt at all. In this meeting, if you are sitting with some desires, along some desire you have, if God could do this, if God is able to do this, I will be happy. Yes, you can ask your desire. I want this. Lord, in Jesus' name, I became your son. I became your daughter. But I have a desire. Please fulfill my desire. And God will fulfill your desire. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. 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 So the desires comes from our heart. God is going to fulfill our heart desire. So there is no doubt at all. And the time comes, there was many oppositions, but we started to conduct the meeting. One by one, God provided our needs. And it was a very, very successful meeting. Thousands of people, they came in the meeting. And many of them, they received God. Still, they are coming to church, our church. So God done such a miracle things. So all the money, God provided. God provided. So it's a wonderful, the great miracle. Everybody there asking me, how we are able to do this? How we are able to do this? We are wonder, they told. No, it's not from me. Only God done that. But each one of the people, whosoever asking God name, whatever things, you must ask by faith. Lord, provide me. Lord, provide me. Don't leave him simply. Just you disturb him. Father, you give me. Jesus, you provide me. This is my desire. Help me to fulfill our desire, Lord. Then if you do that, God will provide you. I invited the very big man of God for that meeting. And thousands of people, they came. The last day, we are unable to manage the crowd. Because it's the AC, air conditioner is there in the community, that hall, stadium. Even though it is impossible to do that. Because the crowd is too much. So we are unable to control. The police people, they given help. They come and helping us. And the traffic people, they come and help us. And many way they helped us. Then that meeting time, I said, Lord, I want to announce it on the TV, this program. Help me. I asked God, please, if I could have put it in the TV, this program, then the many people can come. That is my desire. Please, can you help me, Lord? I pray. And the two TV channel people, they helped me. And they put it in the program. Our program is going to so-and-so date, so-and-so place. They put it in the TV. Then we put in the announcement board outside in the city. I put that. So therefore, God brought many thousands, more than 10,000 people we received. So that meeting was well success. Why I am sharing this? Everybody, we must have some desire. If you have any desire, just ask God. He's a greater than Solomon king. He is there to help you. Do you have any desire? Even everybody have a desire. One little boy I met, and I asked, what is your desire? Oh, I can say that. The little boy in my place, he told, if I didn't go to school, if the today there is no school, I will be very happy. That is my desire, he told. He don't want to go to school. That is his desire. Everybody, if you ask sisters, what is your desire? I want to buy some good cloth, some dress. Their desire. So everybody have a desire. But all the people desires, God is there to fulfill your desire. I ask many times, many experience I have. So Lord, this is my desire. You fulfill it, you fulfill it, you fulfill it. Night and day I pray. Finally I will get it. I got it. So therefore, this morning I am encouraging you. There is one king is there. He is the greatest king in the world. Heaven and earth is belongs to him. So he is the king of king, Lord of Lord, God of God. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Just simply you can say, Lord, I went to this church this morning, Sunday morning. That man is talking about the desire. I have a desire. I want to do something. I want to have this. I want to do this. If you ask, God will provide you. According to his will, you must ask. Without his will, you should not ask. If I ask something, the Capitol building I want to buy, Lord, please help me. I want to buy the Capitol building of America. So that is not will of God. You must ask according to his will, he will give you. If you want good health, that is your desire, God will help you. Great King, Jesus is going to help you all the way. You need not to worry about that. See, after the meeting over, we saw we don't have any penny along with us. Everything is fulfilled. He never put me in the bad circumstances. God helped me. He provided the money. He done the meeting. Everything was success. Now the people are telling, hey man, how you got that? The pastors, in my area pastors, the Christians, how did you able to do that? They are asking me. Now many pastors, they went and asked. No, they said, no, we are not going to give. We are not going to give. But you gave Pastor Timothy. We gave, that's all. We stopped that. We can't give you again. Then after some few months, I met that manager of the stadium. And he said, when you are going to conduct the next meeting? He told him, oh, it's a $40,000 we need to spend. For that, I have to kneel down hours together. So I can't do that now. Once, only one time I'm able to do it. But next time, if God willing, he will do it. So whatever your desire, please ask God. Call God. God help me. God help me. Lord help me. If you keep asking, how long we can ask? Today, 2 o'clock I wake up in the midnight. I was praying. Lord, I am going to talk about your power, your grace, your miracle. So let the whosoever coming to the church, they must also receive the same blessings. How I am received it, the same way they must receive that. So, beloved brother, do you have any desire, sister? Do you have any desire? Can you raise your hand? Do you have any desire? You have only one person? You don't have any desire? I can raise my two hands because I have a lot of desire. But one by one, Jesus is fulfilling. One by one, Jesus is fulfilling. See, the beginning when I got married, before that, I saw the Shanti. Then I thought, Lord, my desire, if I could have, she is my wife, that is well and good. I told my desire, if according to your will. But his father is a very rowdysome man, very tough guy. He is attending our church, but he is a very tough man. I pray God is able to provide me. The same way, it's arranged marriage. So we went and asked that man. He immediately accepted. I'm going to give you my daughter. So God's grace, whatever desires we ask, our family, God is doing all our desires, a fulfilling in our life. So dear brother, sister, do you have any desire? This morning, there is a king is there. Not man, not woman, not any officer, not our president. Our great King Jesus is there. He will fulfill all your desires. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. 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 What is your desire? And the king, Ahasuerus, he was asking to the Esther, what do you want, Esther? And she told him, my people they are going to die. Preserve them, please help me. So that is our desire. Everyone, they have a desire. Jacob have a desire. Lord, you bless me. He pray, he want blessings. He was asking to God. God fulfill his desire. Abraham have a desire. That same way he fulfilled, God fulfilled, and he helped him. This meeting, we are few here. What is your desire? I'm going to pray for them. Thank God. God will bless you. According to your desire, he is going to bless you. Shall we pray now? Just close your eyes. What is your desire? Pastor, pray for me. Please pray for me. My desire is, I want to live with God. My desire is, my children must accept God. My desire is, my generation is become blessed. My desire, I want one car. My desire, I want a house. My desire, I want to go to heaven. When you die, you can go to heaven. Maybe your desire is good, not now. God will strengthen you. Whatever your problem, you ask God, God will fulfill your desire. Do you have any desire? I'm going to pray for you. Do you need child? Do you want a good job? Whatever your desire, we are going to pray for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you ask, it will be given unto you. Heavenly Father, thank you for your kinder mercy this morning. We are coming unto thee with great desires. Everyone, they have some desires. In this morning, you fulfill their desires, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you fulfill their desires. O King, King of King, Jesus Christ, name we pray. You are the great King, greater than Solomon. Father God, you are able to fulfill all our desires. This morning, Pastor Harry have a desire. His wife have a desire, some desire. His children, both of them, they have some desires. The whosoever they are, come to the church members here, they may have some desire. Lord, in heaven I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus, today itself, it will be fulfilled in their life, Lord. Lord, granted that their desires, Lord, like a Jabesh, he was praying unto you, you granted his prayer request. Father God, the same way, you granted us, Lord, all our desire must be fulfilled in our life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fulfill everyone desires, Lord. O King, come here. Take the all glory and my glory to your name, Lord. We glorify your name. Father God, you fulfill their desires. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Why don't we stand up this morning? I would like to say, if you would like personal prayer, and I know that there are a lot of you that have desires that as Pastor was speaking this morning, there's some things in your life that you're in need of, and you don't know how it's going to happen. And Pastor here has encouraged us that it's looking unto Jesus. Sometimes maybe it helps to agree with someone else, to pray together with someone. And so if you have a need, a desire this morning for something, no matter what it might be, if you would just come forward right now, and we're going to pray together for you, Pastor and myself and Josiah, and we're just going to spend time praying for you, for those needs, that God will break through, that God will bring those things, those desires to pass, to bring them into existence, to bring them to a place where you can see them. Amen. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you are good. You are good. You're a provider of every good and perfect gift. That's what your word says. And so, Lord, we look to you right now. We look to you, God. We pray that you would come, that you would come and visit us. Lord, that you would give us faith to trust you, a faith that's supernatural, a faith to see with spiritual eyes the things that we can't see with our natural eyes. God, that we would believe you for things. The enemy has lied to us. He says, no, you can't have that. You can't be free. But Jesus, you can set us free. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, I pray that you would do that this morning. That you bring your freedom into this place. That you would bring faith to your people to trust you, to believe you. Hallelujah. If you have a specific need this morning, if you would just come forward right now. We're going to dismiss in a little while, but I'd like you just to stay for a little while in the service. You may be seated. But if you have a need of some kind or another, why don't you just come forward right now? And I do want to say one other thing as we conclude here and as we begin to pray for people. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, and what I mean by that, maybe you know the name, maybe you've heard of him, maybe you even believe that he's the Son of God, but you've never really come to that place of just saying, yes, Jesus, I give you my life. I want to turn it all over to you. Forgive me my sins. Come into my life and take over. Be my Lord and be my Savior. If you're here this morning and that's something that maybe you don't remember ever doing, maybe you've never done it, maybe you know you haven't, I would just like to invite you this morning just to say yes to Jesus. You know, it's too much for us to try to live this life on our own and in our own strength. We need him. And you can't get to heaven without him. Amen. So I just want you to know this morning, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants to come into your life. He wants to be Lord in your life. And he's not going to be a wicked master. He's going to be a kind master. He's going to be one who will lead you to streams of living water. He'll lead you into good places, and he'll bring you to heaven when you die. Listen, you want that. You want that. All of us want to be with Jesus when we die. Some of us don't know where we're going. But you can know today. You can say yes to Jesus. Amen. So I would encourage you, please do that. Don't leave here without just giving it all over to him. For some of you here this morning, maybe you've accepted Jesus. You've been walking with him for a while, and maybe you've stumbled, maybe you've fallen, maybe you've been off track for a while. Today is a good day for you to come back. Today is a good day for you to come back. He's calling. He's saying, come and follow me. And if you stumbled and fell, get up and continue to follow, and he'll help you. Amen. He said, my burden is easy, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come unto me, all you who labor are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's what Jesus says. Amen. So God bless you this morning. And I would encourage you, after we're done in the service here this morning, there is a fellowship in the hall downstairs. I know that there's some, I'm not sure if there's food or some kind of snacks or something down there, but we just want to encourage you to come downstairs and fellowship with us this morning. So if you'd like prayer, just come forward right now.